Paintball Pod.
I know we've been gone for 2 weeks. We've been filming crazy.
So sorry.
Sorry, but we were filming 24/7, it felt like. Like, we really didn't get any breaks to do the podcast. The only break we got was to, like, kind of rest and kind of regroup before we had to start filming again. But we're back. And we're so excited to be back. We missed you, Meatballs.
Yes, we did miss you.
Cameron is covering his ears. Am I being too loud? Okay.
The meatballs are loud. Sorry, Cam.
He's a meatball himself. He is a crazy pants. This
literally.
Kid. I can't. Did you see the picture I posted?
Yes. That was like such a mom moment. I don't know if you guys saw, but Dina posted a picture at soccer. She's watching CJ. And Cam is, like, up her shirt in her butt.
like, literally up my butt. It was so funny because I was so unfazed because that's just Cameron. Like, he was being crazy and, like, running around. So when he put himself there, I was just like, all right, great. Like, at least he's, like, chilling.
Yeah.
And one of my friends that has a son on CJ's baseball team took a picture. And I was just, like, in the background. She's like, stop. I just realized – this I'm like, I need to post that because it's like
such a mom life.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. But yeah, CJ had his first baseball game.
Love it.
I feel like we've had like a lot. We filmed and then we got back and then CJ had his first baseball game and he was so nervous and I was like, I wanted to cry because
oh, like, I know
holding on to Chris, he didn't want to go in and he's the youngest on the team
and I know. Ugh.
Like, oh my god. But the coaches were so like they like really like warmed him up and like eventually played, but I was like, I have to hold it together. If he sees me crying, he's going to
cry. That's like, literally the hardest with sports because when Giovanna started cheer, like when I would drop her off, she would cry and like not want to go, or like when she did soccer and stuff. So that's like the hardest part. But once they get used to it and they realize, okay, this isn't scary, I can do this, I'm making friends. It'll get better, but that is literally the worst. Like, you want to cry and you want to just take them and go home.
I know.
But, like, you know they're going to love it. And you have meatball kids. They're going to be so athletic. Like, they're going to kill it.
I mean, he's the youngest on the team, and he didn't even have to use the tee. I was so proud of him. I was like, go little
We raised athletes.
Yeah. And then, Cameron would have just hopped on the field. He's, like, he's a different type.
Oh, right? He's your second kid.
Oh, yeah. And then he did soccer for the first time, and he kept having to run over to the coach to, like, make sure she heard his answers. Like, I can't. So, he's like, hey, dolphin. I'm like, okay.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. hey. Oh, my goodness.
So cute.
But, yeah, so much has gone on. We had an earthquake. We had a solar eclipse.
I mean, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. But we did miss you guys. Like Dina said, we've been so busy filming. Like, we already did another season. So we're sorry we missed you on Thursday. I hope you guys are watching the episodes because last night, Ron came back. And yeah. I know you guys have been anticipating that. And it was so awkward. Dina got lucky because she had to leave. The kids had an appointment. So I was like, oh, Dina's leaving me. Like, come on. So I was so annoyed. But, like, you know, mom duties. Mom comes first. So, yeah, Ron came. And it was super awkward. So if you guys haven't watched it, make sure you watch it. But, yeah, we just completed a whole nother freaking season. And we've been busy, but you guys are going to like what you see because me and Dina we always have a good time, I feel.
Yeah, I feel like it's so funny because I love the people that comment and they're like, ugh, they're like, you're grown up. Stop acting like that. I'm like, we're making a TV show here.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah.
Like, enough. Like,
so on social media, they posted me and Dina doing karaoke, which, by the way, we are very good. But in that moment, we just didn't shine like we usually do because we were wasted. We were drunk.
I am a good ass singer. They played me out.
But I mean, also, like, I messed up too. Like, it wasn't great. So me and Dina are very good at karaoke.
Yeah.
But there were comments saying, you guys need to grow up. Like, you have children. This is embarrassing. Why are you watching the show? Like, why are you here? Why are you here?
You know what the show's all about.
Yeah.
We're the, like, drinkers. If we didn't drink, nobody else would. And then people would complain, oh, my God, everyone's so boring.
But also, like we want to have fun, and we're allowed to have fun. Our kids aren't there. So let us freaking live. We're not dead just because we're moms, and we're great moms when we are home. But when we go on these vacations for a little bit, we're going to let loose. So if you don't like it, don't watch the show, you freaking boring.
I know. Leave us alone.
So annoying. Like, ugh. People are freaking annoying. I can't deal.
I know. I can't. But I couldn't with us in the cab. Hello.
Wait.
Hi. Hi.
Are you weird?
We looked so confused that entire
time. It was last week's episode. And I was like trying to catch up because, you know, we were filming, but it was like on TV. So I was trying to watch it. And there's a scene of me and Dina when we went out by ourselves. We had like a dirty meatball stay out night, and we were in the cab and we were just staring at each other. Like our eyes are not, it looks like our souls aren't in our body. And we're just looking at each other like, hello, hi. And Dina's trying to do the microwave and I'm stuffing myself with pizza. And then I asked Dina if she wants to watch me poop. It's just, it's weird. It got weird.
It did get weird.
Oh my God. We are so funny.
We are funny. I'm sorry. If I wasn't me and I was watching, I would be a fan.
Oh, I would be hysterically laughing. Like, I need to hang out with these girls.
Same.
Like, we're a good time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we finished the entire season. We're done. So you don't have to worry about missing podcasts anymore because, well, we have time now. We're not like, filming.
Thank God. And we're going to get into the studio eventually. And we're going to be on time for you guys because I know you guys love us. And we want to hear from us. Yes, we love you. We got all your fan questions and everything. So we're going to get to it. But, I mean, where should we start? Should we start with the earthquake last week and the eclipse?
Oh, God, yeah.
So if you guys know me and Dina, we love being cozy, especially when we're tired. We like to be cozy in our bed, nice and snug. You know, we've been so busy filming and especially running around with the kids every day. I literally look forward to the end of the day where I can lay down in bed with my kids and relax and be cozy.
So yeah, Meatballs ghost bed is amazing. I mean, I know for myself, when I'm sleeping, I like to be like cozy and feel like I'm on a cloud. I like a nice cold sleep. Like I flip my pillow a million times. And with ghost bed, you don't have to do that. Like you get a nice cozy cold sleep. Is a family owned business and sleep experts with 20 plus years experience, 60,000 5-star reviews. It's patented cooling technology exclusive to ghost bed mattresses for comfort and support you can't find anywhere else. And that's what I'm saying. You get such a nice cool sleep with ghost bed. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's handcrafted and made in the USA and Canada. You get free shipping and returns on mattresses. Most products ship in 24 hours. And it's in-house customer support and sleep experts in Plantation, Florida. There's so many different mattresses as well. There's 5 different types of mattresses, all designed to help you sleep deeper, longer, cooler, and more comfortably.
Yeah, and if you guys need any assistance along the way, Ghostbed has a team of dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress for you. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs for your sleep. So are you meatballs ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/meatball. And because we're all about sharing the love here on the Meatball Pod, use the code MEATBALL to save 50% off your purchase site-wide. That's right, 50% off.
So the earthquake, we actually weren't in New Jersey. Thank God. But poor Nicole's kids were, and I don't know how you kept it together while we were filming.
I mean, Gianni called me like, holy freaking shit, there was an earthquake and now I'm freaking out and like, I want to go home, but like, I want to do my job. I was a mess for a little bit, I have to say.
Yeah. But like Gianni held down the fort and he was like, no, like you're fine. But yeah, I mean, when does New Jersey get an earthquake? And then like, you know, me and Nicole.
Right before the eclipse.
We're like, oh, it was the eclipse. It was definitely the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And then like my TikTok was all about earthquakes and how after the solar eclipse, there's going to be an earthquake. So now I'm like, oh my God, like I was actually very scared for Monday, but then it wound up being like fine. So I'm done listening to TikTok. I'm done.
I mean, I'm still going to listen and, like, freak myself out a little bit. Here's the thing. Like, I want to be prepared. Obviously, if things, like, don't happen the way they say they're going to happen, like, the crazy things, okay, I'm relieved. Like, thank God. Like, you know, God forbid anything happen. Like, we were prepared. We were ready. But then when it doesn't happen, it's like, woo, like, thank God that didn't happen. So I think I'm still going to be a crazy person and, like, look at the stuff and everything. But I do believe a little bit that the eclipse, because I just feel like it changes the energy. It's like a shift. Like, if you're into astrology and, like, spirituality like that, like, it was a huge shift. Like, you even said it. You felt sick that whole day.
Yeah, I don't know if that was just, like, my anxiety about the entire situation because we...
No, but I never get anxiety. I never get anxiety, and I felt like you, and I never get like that. Like, I felt like anxiety. I couldn't leave my house. It was weird, and I'm never like that. So I ended up texting my friend Gina, who's, you know, the New Jersey medium. She's been on the show a little bit. But she, like, helped me, like, open my third eye, and she helps me meditate and stuff. And I texted her, and I was like, is this a normal feeling? She's like, you have no idea. She's like, I'm stuck in bed. This is a shift. This is normal. It's because you're so intuitive. And then I asked you, because I knew, you know, I know you're intuitive. You felt it. Even Jenny felt it. So if you guys are listening and you felt, like, so much anxiety, worried, you were, like, a little off on the day of the eclipse, it's because of the energy. So. Yeah, Even though something didn't go down, I feel like things are going to start to happen.
The solar eclipse definitely, you know, changes the atmosphere and energy, I think, in this world. But freaking TikTok scared me. I was petrified that day because I'm like, oh my God, they're like, there's going to be an ellipse and it's going to be the new map of the United States and blah, zee, blah. I'm like, oh my God, like, prepare. I'm like telling Chris to come home from work. He's like, Dina, get off TikTok. And then luckily, thank God, nothing did happen. But I'm like, why did I make myself scared for an entire week? Like, that's not healthy over this because of TikTok. So TikTok, this unhealthy relationship I have with you is done. I'm done. Now my algorithm is like fun stuff.
But they did show demons flying in the sky.
I'm trying to get away. Yes. Nicole thinks a portal was opened by CERN. For what?
Yes. It's actually like more facts. Crazy than me. It's facts, though. Whatever.
I did see it. I did see the dragon flying by. And I saw the other things. But I've learned after this last eclipse, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with these things flying around? I can't do anything. My house is already stocked because I thought we were having the end of the world. So I'm good. So now my algorithm is actually a lot of fun. Now that I am fixing my unhealthy relationship with TikTok, my algorithm is great. I actually came across this thing that I want to do with Chris. And it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot game. And you have to like eat and then run. So you do rock, paper. So you get a whole bunch of food, right? And you do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And then whoever wins has to run and the other person has to eat. And then, I don't know, do you get what I'm saying?
No. No.
Kind of like you get to eat the food if you win and then the other person has to run. And then when they get back, you do rock, paper, scissors, shoot again. And then whoever wins stays, eats the food. So it's like going back and forth. I don't know. It looks fun. And it keeps...
Mickey Mouse. Cool.
You made Mickey Mouse? Very nice. That's coming up on my TikTok now, like fun games. I'm like, oh, that's wow. Good. Yeah, I'm like, wow, I didn't know TikTok had all of this. But then I did get one negative thing. So I'm also in like cruise ship TikToks because I follow the 9-month cruise. And this kid got into a fight with his dad and jumped off the boat. Jumped off the boat.
Oh, damn, is he dead?
Yeah, they couldn't find him. I'm like,
what a sin.
My God. He was 20 years old. I'm like, oh, that poor dad, too. Imagine.
No, that's terrible.
How he feels.
Well, speaking of someone dying, O.J. Simpson passed away.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's so he was 78. I feel like that's young, no? Still?
Yeah, they said he was battling cancer. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, scary.
Mommy.
But yeah.
Mommy. Yes. Mickey Mouse's nose.
You're making Mickey Mouse's nose? Very nice.
Nice.
Very cool, Cam.
I feel like that's all I do with Angelo because he's like always freaking out about like octopuses and sharks. And he's like, Mom, the octopus. And I'm like, wow. Like it's cool. So funny like how we have to be like, cool. Because if you don't say it in a right tone and like the volume, they say it again. Like they're not happy with that reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, very cool. Like, really.
I can't. See.
Oh my goodness. I'm letting him do whatever he wants right now so that I could talk to you. I'm like, okay,
do what you gotta do.
Play with the rocks, Cameron. You're fine. Just don't put any in your mouth.
I can't.
Oh my God. And then that one bridge collapse. There was just so much negative. There was so much crazy shit that happened.
No, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And I just like saw a post or a meme about being a millennial. And it's like, if you guys are millennials, you lived through Y2K, 9/11, plagues, all this shit, earthquakes. It's like, whatever happens, it's just like, okay, cool, another day.
I know. The, like,
Mama, I made Donald Duck.
Very nice. Donald Duck. Yeah, I mean, and then P. Diddy all of a sudden with all this stuff. What is happening? But you know what? Cat Williams said it. Cat Williams said, this is the year of, you know, the truth about people.
Yeah, so everyone's talking about, like, everyone's in on it in Hollywood and stuff like that. And I always get, like, DMs and stuff, like, do you know anything about this? I feel like we're not in Hollywood like that. Like, even though we're reality stars, like, we live in Jersey. We live normal lives. Like, I feel like I've never been around any of that.
No.
Or, like, approached by that. We have no freaking idea. We're just like you, like, hearing all this out.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he was terrible. But I'm not going to say too much because I'm scared.
I know. He freaking kills people and shit. Like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And then, like, he was on the run. But, yeah, Cat Williams said everything is going to be exposed in 2024. And it seems like it's happening. Or maybe it's just TikTok. I don't know. TikTok's exposing everything.
I know. Meatballs. So let's talk about Shady Rays. Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that will not break the bank. So Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company, which we love, offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames and crystal clear optics, making them the perfect choice for all of our outdoor activities. So summer's right around the corner. You know us meatballs love our sunglasses. So Shady Rays, we love them.
Yeah, and they have premium polarized shades, and they have so many styles and colors to pick from. So finding your next pair of shades is going to be a breeze. And what I love about Shady Rays is I tend to lose my sunglasses, break my sunglasses, like I'm the worst. And they have a lost and broken protection plan. So if your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase them. And what I also love is their hassle-free shipping and returns. If you don't love your shades, exchange or return them worry-free within 30 days, and there's no risk when you shop. So I'm the type of person, I always wind up like getting something that I'm like, do I love them? And then I never return it because sometimes it's just so hard to return things. Mm-hmm. So I just keep them. But with Shady Rays, I love the hassle-free shipping returns. It's just so much easier. So guys, summer's coming. Go and get your Shady Rays now.
So exclusively for our meatballs, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code meatball for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people.
So a new movie is out. It's called Wish on Disney. Did you see it?
Oh, I tried to watch that last night.
Oh my God. It's so stinking cute. Absolutely love it. But I have one pet peeve about it. And this is what I have with like all Disney, like a lot of animated movies. I hate when they have like a really, really cute character. And like you're expecting it to have like a cute little squeaky voice. And then all of a sudden it sounds like, hey, what's going on? You know? And I'm like, no,
ew,
it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. So like, did you see, like, there's like a little cute little lamb and it has like the deepest, manliest voice. I'm like, no.
Make it the cute. Worst.
Yeah. Make it cute and squishy. Like, that's like one of my pet peeves. I realized when I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, I don't like that.
Yeah, so I was in bed with Giovanna last night, and I was like, let's watch Wish. Like, it just came out. It's a Disney movie. Like, we're going to Disney soon. Like, let's watch it. And then 5 seconds in, she's like, no, it's too babyish. I'm like, relax.
No!
So you know what I did? So we've, like, had this thing where I'm showing her all my favorite movies that we grew up to. So she watched Freaky Friday. Because she's, like, at that age where she wants to, like, watch that kind of stuff and not, like, cartoons anymore. So she watched Freaky Friday. So instead of watching Wish, I put on Princess Diaries. Oh, my God. She thought it was the best movie ever.
Oh, I still love Princess Diaries.
Oh, my God. So I watched it. I probably haven't watched that in so long. She fell asleep and I was still watching it. I was like, I love this movie. Like, I forget how good all these old school movies were.
Also, what about, like, the Mary-Kate and Ashley ones? Have you showed her those
yet?
Oh,
my God. No, I have to do it. Passport to Paris.
The freaking best. Wait, so there's this guy, I think his name is Rob Anderson on TikTok, and he rewatches all old movies, and he just kind of is like, okay, like the movies, like when we were watching them back in the day, that we were like, oh my God, like these all just make so much sense. And like now you watch them and you're like, what in the world is happening in these movies? He's funny. But yeah, the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies were my favorite.
Same. So oh my God, I'm so glad you said that because I wasn't even thinking about it because we literally grew up on Mary-Kate and Ashley and we always wanted to be them and I wish they didn't disappear.
I know. They were like over it.
Like I wish they were like still a thing because I looked up to them so much and I thought they were beautiful. Like anything they wore, I wanted to wear. Like talk about like role model for me. Like it was the Olsen twins.
Oh yeah. They were the best.
I wanted to be them.
To this day, I still watch it around Christmas time and Halloween. Those two movies, Double Double Toil and Trouble, and then the one on to Grandmother's House We Go.
Oh, my God, yes.
Were my two, like, and I still watch it. I'm like, guys, you have to watch this. And CJ and Cameron are like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm like, no, they're great.
Trust please.
Me. Give them a shot. Please just give them a shot. But I feel like Giovanna might like them.
No, yeah, I got to get her on all of them. That's going to be our next movie night.
Yes, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
So cute.
Yeah, they're like, they are still so successful with their, like, clothing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're like fashionistas now.
Yeah.
Designers.
And their sister's in movies, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, she's an Avenger. Love her.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
She's beautiful. She's a great actress.
That entire family, really.
Beautiful.
What success?
I can't. We're like old ladies.
I can't.
Gorgeous. Either. Beautiful. Successful.
Such success over there.
No, we're 95.
I can't. We really are. Like, I can't. Oh, my God. So, yeah, we just finished filming. We filmed in New York. We filmed in Miami. Nicole got to bring Sissy this trip, which I was so excited for. But I don't know. Is Sissy going to be on camera?
Because
we didn't really do much with the kids this time. We didn't have, like, a family day.
Oh, I know. It sucked. That's what I don't like about it. And now, like, no. I don't know. It's just awful. But I was, like, glad that she was there. She did, like, a little scene with Milani, like, surprising her. And then, yeah, I don't even think they're going to show her.
They might, because Milani and Sissy were so funny. So
they were in the confessional.
Yeah. CJ and Cameron basically like stay with my mother-in-law and then like I see them on my breaks and like they sleep with me. But Sissy and Milani, they were like coming into like the rooms because they're older, you know? So they were like coming into the room while we were filming and hiding and then going into the confessional. So
I can't. Oh my God.
And then we were like
you guys, I was like, you guys, the girls are in here. Like, can we not swear as we're like doing a crazy scene?
They were like sneaking around in the hallway. I'm like, oh my God, they're meatballs. Yeah.
We're in trouble.
I can't. So funny.
Double trouble.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But yeah, we filmed in New York right around the time You didn't go. But I was like nervous to film there because there was a guy going around punching people in the face. Did you see that?
Oh my God, yes. I still think it's happening.
Is it still happening? Because I know they caught one guy, but we were going there and I'm like, there's a guy running around just punching people in the face and we're coming there to film. I was like kind of nervous. I'm like, one more thing for me to be nervous about. I can't. I need to just put me and my family in a bubble. I swear. I'm like, who goes around just punching girls in the face?
I can't.
But yeah, you don't punch girls. Right. That's not nice.
No. So I guess they were saying they were punching girls that like look vulnerable and they were on their phone. They weren't paying attention. Like the world is fucked up. You can't even walk outside without freaking getting assaulted.
And Vinny's like, the city's the safest place. No. Me and Vinny have fights every time we're together because I'm like, if there is something that goes down, he's the first to go. He's the first to go. He's in the city. He's a sitting duck. Right?
Yeah. I mean, so if you watch any of the apocalypse movies where it starts in the big cities, you're stuck in the city. Like I Am Legend, the city's the first to get bombed. Everyone's turning. The cities are the first to go. So I don't know how it's safe.
And he's like, no, you're where you live. You're rural farm areas the first to go. I'm like, I don't think so. I feel like in any apocalyptic movie, people are running and hiding in like barns and shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's a loser.
Like literally.
And he goes, wait. And then with the earthquake, he was like, oh, I never really thought about having an earthquake in the city. I'm like, yeah, you would be on like the 80th floor. What would you do?
Yeah, your building's moving. You would be crashing down to the floor. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah, at least I can run into, like, me and you, we could run into our yards. We don't have shit around us. Like, he's screwed. Yeah, that's like an ongoing fight between me and Vinny.
I would not do it.
No, I can't. I could never. Could never. I feel like a sitting duck. I even get nervous, like, with Chris working in New York. Because I'm like, God forbid something happens. He's a bridge away. Like, what if the bridge gets knocked down? Like just happened in the other, where was that?
I don't know. Where was that?
I can't think right now. But, like, I'm like, how would you get back? How would you get to us?
Yeah, not great. I would not do that. So I disagree with Vinny. Being in the city for, like, a crazy, like, apocalypse or something going down, an earthquake even, and you're all the way at the top of the freaking skyscraper, no.
Yeah. The only good thing about the city is like when we were there, we were like Uber Eats or Grubhub and everything got like there in 2 seconds.
Oh yeah.
So that was cool. I'm like, ooh, I was like wanted Burger King after we filmed at like 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's the best.
And it got there so quick. I was like, ooh, this is nice. This is nice. This I could work with, but everything else stinks. You know what I remember in Miami? So wait, they also have robots now that deliver. Did you know that?
What? Is this Terminator?
So they're like a little robot. I think New York has them too. But when we were in Miami, I saw one when we were driving. It's like a little box with wheels and it has a face, like a computer face. And it looks like there's buttons, so I'm assuming once it gets I'm assuming whenever it gets to wherever it's going, you punch in a code, and then you get your food out. But yeah,
that's freaking weird.
Yeah, and it had like a little heart antenna. It was so weird, and it had food on this like on the side, so I'm assuming it was like a Grubhub thing or something. But it was a robot delivery thing. And then he said they have them in the city, too. I was like, oh, my gosh.
So it just delivers your food? How does it get up the stairs? Oh, it goes in the elevator.
But how does it push the buttons? You just said, well, there's an elevator. But how is it pushing the buttons, Nicole?
Maybe with it an antenna?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Robots delivering food for Grubhub.
How crazy.
Right? So that was cool too. I thought that was kind of cool too. But
that was so cool.
And then Sam goes, Well, what if like there's a homeless person on the street and they just like pick up the food? But I'm assuming it's that you put in the code.
I've never seen that in my life. How crazy.
Yeah, it was so, and it stopped. It stopped at the stop signs, like let the cars go. It like knew. And then it like went, it went across the street. Like when it turned, like when it said like the walking sign, it went. I was like, wow. We're really coming along over here.
Oh, this is the beginning of Terminator.
I was like, wow, look at this. We're coming along.
Not great.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. But
so yeah, cool.
I mean, if we're coming along with robots like that, you're right. CERN probably opened a portal in the world. This episode is sponsored by Care Of.
All right, meatballs. So we want to talk to you about Care Of because me and Dina are loving it. So Care Of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. So me and Dina were just talking about this, how we want to take our vitamins, any supplements to keep us healthy because summer's coming, but we also just want to be healthy in general. So we're trying Care Of, we're loving it, and we want to tell you guys about it. So Care Of offers a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-based ingredients and optimal doses. So all you got to do to get started is take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals, and Care Of will give you doctor-backed recommendations. It's that easy. The online quiz was super easy, and my lifestyle and health goals, I just want to like feel healthy. I want to be healthy for my kids. You know, with filming and everything, I just feel like we go off the rocker a little bit, so Care Of is definitely going to help us get back on track.
I love that. The vitamins are fit for my body after taking the quiz because sometimes I just never know what kind of vitamins I need or what, you know, I'm not great with that stuff. So the fact that Care Of is like helpful with that and helps me keep a routine is amazing. Care Of makes taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or lunch bag, and you're all set. And that's something that is so important to me because I always forget to take my vitamins. Sometimes I forget to take my medicines. I'm like, I just need something that I can easily just always throw in my bag. So if I do forget, I know I have it there. So meatballs, for 50% off your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code meatball50. That's takecareof.com and enter code meatball50.
I mean, if you guys really want to learn about CERN, you need to listen to the podcast. Oh, I know you guys actually asked this. You asked this for both of us because we're nuts and I'm like so into podcasts. Obviously, I listen to us and me and Joey and like a couple entertainment ones. But my podcast list is all freaking aliens, ghost stories, just like all the paranormal stuff and a couple crime ones. But if you want to listen to a good one about CERN and like all this stuff, and I actually went on his podcast and talked about like aliens and how I'm obsessed with them. It's called UAP, Unidentified Alien Podcast. That's the one that I love. And then
about CERN.
Yeah. And then there's the one, it's called Mile Higher Podcast. So this is more of like, it's like paranormal stories, there's aliens, and then there's also like murder mystery, like what happened to these people. So it's a couple, a husband and wife, and they're just talking about all these stories and what they hear, and it's just like crazy things. So Mile Higher Podcast, if you guys like paranormal stuff, amazing. And then Theories of the Third Kind, these two guys, they're hysterical. They make fun of people. It's just funny, but they talk about like aliens and all the stuff that we watch on TikTok.
Yeah,
so if you guys are interested.
Like some of our meatballers don't know about CERN. Because when I talk about it, people are like even Chris is like, okay, Dina. I'm like, no, it's real. Like, it's a real thing. I'm not just making this up. Like, it's out there. Explain to them what CERN is. I don't want to scare them. But, I mean, maybe it really is just for scientific purposes.
I mean, if you listen to that podcast that I said, just like everything lines up with the statue in front of the building, what they do on certain dates.
Yeah, they're trying to find like different dimensions and stuff like that.
But. Yeah, so they basically do research. They have like scientists and engineers there, and they learn about, I feel like, the universe. Article. And like, and they do like all these experiments and stuff. So yeah. Obviously they're trying to find dimensions and stuff. So that's why the eclipse was like such a big thing, because that's what they do there. They have this big machine. It looks like the machine in Ant-Man. So they basically have like that machine, and they fire it up and they try and like see if they can get like universe stuff or dimensions. Like it's like a thing.
Yeah. It's like a lot of atoms and particles and.
Yeah. It's like things like.
Them all together. Understand. Pressure cooker.
Yeah, so they're doing crazy shit over there. So
they are. But and that's why everybody was so concerned, because for some reason they decided, oh, I'm gonna fire it up during the solar eclipse and blast 3 rockets into the sky. So yeah.
Like the craziest time. So yeah, if you guys are interested in like learning about like paranormal stuff or like different things, those are the podcasts that I recommend, because they're my favorites besides ours.
Yeah. Chris likes a lot of that. Like Chris likes more like the murder, I guess, murder mystery, or
oh yeah, crime junkies.
Crime stuff. Yeah. Chris likes a lot of crime stuff. Like if he would somehow get, if he killed someone, he would probably know how to get rid of it. Like a sicko.
Oh but, yeah. Why yeah. do we all love like crime stuff and like murder? Well, we're crazy.
I don't like that stuff.
I could go you to sleep like to like a murder mystery.
Yeah, I mean, murder mystery, like, I guess. I'm more into, like, I guess, like, for some reason, apocalypse. I guess I'm just so, like, crazy pants.
Literally same.
I don't know. I feel like nothing happened on the solar eclipse. There wasn't an apocalypse, thank God. But, you know, now I'm just going to stop being, I'm going to stop listening to TikTok. That's it.
Yeah. Just live your life.
Yeah, I'm going to live my best life. That's all. I have my wine, my foods all stocked. And then if something happens, I know I'm ready.
Same.
But anyway, let's get into some meatball questions.
Yes, please. Let's pull them up.
We'll end on a high note. I feel like we already answered this one, but it said, where were you during the NJ earthquake? Did you feel it? And did you think the world was ending? Yes, I did think the world was ending.
I mean, I'm so pissed that I missed it, because I would just love that.
Yeah, you're sick. You really are sick. There's you're something like, I'm wrong with me. It, but then, like, you want to love it. Like,
I know. Like, I'm really – I have a love-hate relationship with, like, the world ending. So I'm pissed. No, so I'm upset that I wasn't there, like, with my kids, because they were like, what the hell's happening? Gianni's like, what's going on? So I'm pissed that I wasn't there, like, for them. But, like, also personally, I'm pissed that I didn't feel it.
Yeah, you like it. I'm like, thank God I didn't feel it. But
I'm I was like, are you sure? Like, I'm upset that I missed it.
You're like my sister. So like my sister, my mom goes, it's so crazy. I have one daughter that runs toward the eye of the storm, and then the other daughter that hides from it, because my sister went to like one of the totality place parts of the solar eclipse. Like she went to the masses.
I can't.
Hiding in my basement. Like, she's yeah, like,
you guys are the total opposite.
Total opposite. So my mom was just, she's like, I have one daughter going into the eye, and the other daughter hiding in her basement. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Nicole,
if you were here, you probably, or actually, you were looking at the eclipse. You enjoyed it. I didn't look at it.
No, yeah, I wanted to, because I was reading, like, stuff about, like, spirituality and stuff, and they said, like, when you watch it, just, like, project, like, what you want in life and stuff like that. So I did it more for that.
Oh, I didn't
hear. But it was crazy. So this is the other question now. How was your eclipse experience? Isn't it crazy that we just had an earthquake and then an eclipse? Yes. But the eclipse was crazy to me. I watched the whole thing. With my kids, I didn't let Angelo out though, because he's not great with stuff on his face, and I didn't want any of them looking at the freaking sun without it. So Angelo stayed inside.
That's what I'm concerned about too. But my kids didn't like that.
Yeah, but so, my other two, like, they knew to put the glasses on older. And they're older. So I watched the whole thing, and right when the moon was about to cover the freaking sun, there was like this gust of wind, and it was just, I don't know. It was just, it felt powerful. Like it felt energy. I can't explain it, but it just felt like an energy and a presence and
like an energy shift.
Yeah. It's just like all of a sudden there was like gusts of wind and it just like felt different. And I was like, oh shit, is this like positive or negative? Like I couldn't tell, but you could definitely feel there was something different.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people thought there was going to be a timeline shift. Maybe that happened. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but I projected what I want in my life and we'll see.
Yeah, I did it. So I looked at it for 2 seconds and then I thought my eyes felt weird, but I had the glasses on. So then I got,
yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm not going to look at it. And then I kept the kids in because I just didn't trust that they would keep the glasses on.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with Angelo.
I was like, whatever. So we did watch it on the TV. So we did that. I watched it on the TV.
We watched it on the TV.
Yeah.
I can't.
Because I was like, well, watch it on the TV so that the kids can still experience it. But I was like, I know my kids. They would have taken off the glasses. They would have looked into the sun. I would have wound up in the hospital. It would have been a whole freaking thing. So we watched it. We watched the eclipse on the TV.
No, yeah. So I kept Angela inside. But the next eclipse, they're saying, is in like 20 years, which is crazy. So I figured, you know, then Angelo can see it because he'll be 24. Like, disgusting.
Ew.
Like, can you imagine?
No, I can't. And
like, Lorenzo will be 31.
We'll be 57. Oh, I'll be 57.
You will be 57.
You'll be 56, bitch. What do you mean?
Wait, how old am I?
You're 36.
I'll be 56.
Right. You're actually like 57. This is so much worse than 56. You crazy.
To me, I feel like you're 10 years older.
I'm like less than a year.
You're still older.
Okay.
You're a grandma.
Okay. You're like, oh, you'll be 57.
Like, ew. Yeah.
You'll be 56. You crazy person.
Oh, my God. Gross. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so hi, meatballs. My name is Vicky from Chicago, and I have a fan question for both of you. What celebrity that you have met and have been most starstruck by?
Oh, God.
Probably. Well, you met Leonardo DiCaprio. That had to have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely malfunctioned with that, but we were drunk, and he was, I feel like he was, like, feeling it, too, and it was a nightclub, so I didn't have time to get starstruck because I was just like, oh my God, I love you. Like, and he was like, GTL, like, it wasn't starstruck, I feel. But like, obviously, like, I love him. Oh, you're going to hate me for saying this, but Hugh Jackman.
Oh yeah, you stupid bitch. I tell you, I was so annoyed that I missed that.
What was it, my fault? Yell at the producers.
I know. I'm so mad at you and Angelina.
Well, Angelina was talking to him for like an hour.
Can't. So, guys, Hugh Jackman is like my favorite, greatest showman. I went to go see him. He did like a show and like he said about his life and like he sang Greatest Showman songs and like did a whole bunch of stuff. He's just so
Dina even knew he was going to be on our flight because she stalked him. Was like, I think Hugh Jackman might be on your flight. And I'm like, really? Because I'm a huge fan of Wolverine. Like, that's why I love him. And he was on our flight.
Yeah. So I knew that he was filming something in New Orleans. And then I'm in the airport with the greeter. And she's like, yeah, which she wasn't supposed to probably say this. But she's like, yeah, Hugh Jackman just came in. And I think I'm pretty sure he's going back later. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, he's filming in New Orleans. He probably just got back and he's going to be on freaking Nicole and Angelina's flight. I was like, this can't be real. And then he was on Nicole and Angelina's flight. So yeah, that has to be a starstruck moment.
Yep. I'll say Hugh Jackman.
Was he nice?
He was so sweet. And I was like, really? Cause you know, I don't want to bother people because I just feel like we know how it feels. Like, you know, we're not bothered by you guys, but I just know how it feels to, like, you know, he probably gets it all the time and So he was standing up, and I got out of the I was in the bathroom, and he was waiting. So, like, that was my moment. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I don't want to be annoying. Like, I don't even know if he recognized us or he knows who we are. But I was like, oh, my God, like, such a huge fan of you. Like, you're just amazing. Like, this is so cool meeting you. I'm a huge fan of Wolverine. Like, I was asking him, like, Wolverine questions. I was like, is he coming back? And then we took a picture, and then I sat down, and I was like, how am I going to get a picture for Gina now? And then Angelina was talking to him for an hour.
I know. That's
I was like, Angelina, you don't even know who he is. Shut up.
No, I'm happy for you guys because he's really talented. Mine will probably be, I guess, when we Beyonce, like, stopped her whole entourage for us and was like, wait, and then, like, came and gave us all, like, kisses and hugs. I thought that was pretty cool.
So freaking cool and, like, so humble of her.
Yeah, so that was crazy.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, oh, my God, there's Beyonce. And then all of a sudden, she stops. And now we were like, where's she?
Yeah.
She over?
She was literally taking pictures on the carpet, and she said, wait. And then she gave us all a kiss on the cheek and said, I love you guys.
Oh, I loved it.
We're like, are we real?
All right, meatballs. I actually have to go because Cameron's about to have a fit. But I'm so glad we were able to come back this week, and we will definitely be back next week and the week after, because now that we're done filming, we are good to go.
Yes, meatballs. So we love you. We will see you next week. And we did it, meatball.
Let's get sauce, meatball. See you next week.